This is OPB. I'm Jeff Norcross. In 2011, Oregon made global headlines when scientists discovered a new family of spiders living in several caves in the Siskiyou Mountains. While the headlines faded, it was only the beginning for the local caver who helped the scientists find the spider. Aaron Scott takes us underground for this story.
Here we are, No Name Cave.
Neil Marchington is one of Oregon's most accomplished cavers. Chances are, if there's a passage big enough for someone to enter, he's explored it, or even helped discover it. Today he's brought along his 13-year-old daughter, Aspen, as well as a couple friends.
Just watch your head as you come through.
To get into No Name Cave, first you have to squeeze through a small hole and slither on your belly through a long tunnel. Then the cave opens up into a picture book image of a marble cave. Red walls that look like rolling layers of melted wax. Glistening bell formations and stalactites hanging from the ceiling.
I love this room. It's a big chamber just full of crystals.
Looks amazing.
It is not, however, a place for the claustrophobic or the arachnophobic. Which doesn't stop Aspen, who is poking her head into every dark hole she can find. In search of spiders.
I found an arachnid.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he's cute.
Cute?
Yes.
Can I see?
He's on this web, and I'm just going to assume his gender.
That is a female spider, but what species she is, I don't know.
Marchington knows the sex based on the size of the pedipalps, which are little leg-like things by the spider's mouth. Listening to Marchington talk about cave critters, it's easy to assume he's a scientist. But he's not. He's a deputy sheriff whose life was changed by another mysterious spider in this cave. In 2010, Marchington was helping a conservation group explore a nearby cave when they came across a single reddish-brown spider with a leg span of 3 inches. Nobody knew what it was, so Marchington volunteered to search for more specimens, and he found them here in No Name Cave.
There was some talk about it maybe being a new genus, which would have been exciting. We finally hear back that it's an entirely new family.
It was the first new taxonomic family of spiders discovered in the U.S. in more than 100 years. And the spiders seemed frozen in time.
Under the microscope, you get these beautiful dinosaur-esque giant hooked claw that they used to grab the walls. That was one of the things that inspired the Troglodyte name.
To honor Marchington's fieldwork, the scientists named the species Troglodyte marchingtoni.
Newspapers worldwide were contacting me, so it was pretty remarkable.
Through the process, Marchington realized how little we know about the creatures crawling around this underground world that he loved. So he started memorizing the species we have identified, and he built a network of interested scientists who would help document anything he collected that he didn't recognize.
Discovering a new species, it's kind of the holy grail of science.
Jason Riley is a wildlife biologist with the Bureau of Land Management, and he came along for the day.
Neil is kind of a legend, at least in the biology world. They say every cave he goes in, he comes out with a new species.
Watch your step on the mud.
Today, Marchington is on a mission to find more specimens of an unknown millipede species. They set to work, shining their headlamps into every crevice and under every ledge. After an hour of searching, it's his daughter who finds the millipede, crawling around in a pile of rocks.
Look, one's on my hand.
Nicely done.
And there's
Aspen.
Some others down here, too, I believe.
Before depositing the ghostly white, inch-long millipede into a sample vial, Aspen holds it up so we can all see it crawl across her fingers.
Look at that. He's such a happy little guy.
One of my early childhood memories of Aspen is a cave in Nevada. We were dragging her through the cave at 6 months old in a baby bunting through crawl passages over mud. She's never really known a life that didn't include, you know, caving and collecting new species.
In fact, she has one named after her, a harvestman called Taracus aspinae. Marchington estimates he's helped find 30 new species, although only a few have gone through the full peer review process. And for Marchington, that's just scratching the surface. Aaron Scott, OPB.
You can watch Neil and Aspen Marchington explore No Name Cave on the season premiere of Oregon Field Guide tonight at 8:30 on OPB TV.